the Savage Studios, this is the Savage Empire with your host, Mike Trainer.
This is indeed the Savage Empire. And it's good to be back. Good to have you back. Currently watching the Yankee game right now in the bottom of the seventh. 15-4. Stanton just had an RBI single. And they are waxing the Cubs' ass. This is great. Just smacking them around. This is what you're supposed to do to bad teams. And I'm tired of people out there saying, oh, the Yankees haven't played any good teams. Well, the good teams are coming. But you're supposed to destroy the bad teams. That's what good teams are supposed to do. That's just people out there hating on the Yankees, of course, you know, because they are the best team in baseball. But you know what? If this was last year's team or the team before, they would have a lot more trouble with these bad teams. But they're actually beating up on them, which is what they're supposed to be doing. So enough about that. Everything is going pretty good right now in Yankee land. They're the best team in baseball. Pitching staff is, if not the best, one of the best, for sure. And surprisingly, Gerrit Cole has the worst ERA of the starting staff, which, you know, he will get better, but that's only inflated because of his last start. So it should come down. So there's really not much to complain about. Carpenter hit two home runs today, and he's, you know, their bench guy. Really, at some point, I almost feel like they should start playing him over Donaldson, who really has not done much. Defensively, he's been good. Health-wise, yeah, he had the COVID thing. And I guess something wrong with his shoulder or whatever. But he's, you know, he seems to be fine, but he's not hitting. And he really hasn't been hitting consistently all year. Carpenter has been on fire. Maybe it's a time to start playing him more. You know, squeeze that lemon until there's nothing left. Because, you know, frankly, he's probably not going to be on the team the whole year. But, you know, other than that, Hicks is slowly starting to come around. Gallo has been hitting and hitting home runs and actually just hitting in general the last few games. So he's starting to come around, it seems. And I think he had made a tweak to his batting stance finally, which is like, come on. You know, I get the analytics and I get the home runs and everything, but you know, when you're hitting, you know, basically 100, that's not good. It doesn't justify you being able to be a 40 home run guy and a 400 strikeout guy is never going to be good enough for me. I'm sorry. You got to be able to hit the ball when the home run ain't there. You know, and simply taking walks is fine, but he's not. He strikes out way too much. So if he had more walks and less strikeouts, I'd be fine with it. But like I said, things have been pretty good. So let's see. Matt Carpenter is up right now with two on. And he just ripped the, looks like it's going to be a double down the line. One run scores. And second and third. So look at that. Just another big time hit for Matt Carpenter, who just should be playing every day now at this point until he sucks. That's where we're at. But this episode, I decided we're going to talk about Aaron Judge, the de facto captain of the team, and what an amazing season he is currently having as he sits at 24 home runs. So his full stats, he's got a 3.3 war. That's outstanding. 68 hits, 24 home runs, 313 average. Betting average didn't matter. 50 runs, 48 ribbies, 3 stolen bases, 388 OBP, 691 slugging, 1.079 OPS with a 205 OPS plus, whatever that means. The OPS is what I always look at. And what did I say before? Anything that starts with a one dot is outstanding. That is MVP shit right here. And I'm going to go out right now and I'm going to say he is going to be the MVP of this league. By far. I think he's at a fuck you season, and that's directed at the Yankees themselves. He is going to will himself to an MVP, and if he has to carry this team on his back to win a World Series, that's gravy. That's the cherry on top. And he is going to tell the Yankees, he's going to tell Hal Steinbrenner and Cashman to back the Brinks truck up and fill that fucker up and go back and get seconds. Because the man is going to get paid. Now, I am obviously against a 10-year deal. I'm obviously against a 9-year deal. The deal I thought that they offered him, I thought was fair, pretty good. If it needed more money, fine. I thought the years were the problem. But the man, depending on what he wants, if the money is going to be added, he's going to want more years too. I normally don't do this. I normally don't fall into the give him whatever he wants thing. But has he crossed that line of he's too important, too valuable to let go, where it can change the direction of this franchise by simply just letting him go? That's kind of where we're at. And so I may have to change my tune, and it may have to be to get on board with give him what he wants. Or at least as close to you can get to it, because it's surely going to be more than just about any other team is willing to pay. After all, he's not one of their players. And at his age, surely nobody's going to give him a 10-year deal. I mean, any team that matters. I mean, if you're the Pirates, you might offer him that to put asses in your seats, and you figure, well, 10 years, it doesn't matter, and we got ourselves a star. You know, maybe teams like that, but nobody can afford that. The Rays aren't going to come out and give him that kind of money. They're looking to cut payroll, which is ridiculous to me. You know, the Red Sox, I don't think they're going to be able to go after them. The Mets, probably, because Uncle Steve's got, you know, unlimited resources. But other than the Mets, who gives him that money? The Giants? He is a California boy, but in terms of popularity, and I guess you can play anywhere if you're Aaron Judge and be popular, although, you know, New York is New York, the number one media market in the world, but at this point, he's built his reputation. He can go anywhere and make money on sponsors and shit and live the kind of life he wants. But the man is a Yankee, and he wants to be a Yankee. And I think that it might be time for the Yankees to be like, you know what? We actually might have to actually pay somebody with what they deserve. Or more than they deserve in such case. Although it's hard to say he doesn't deserve it. And think about, I mean, you have to look at it as a business sense too. The money that they're going to make off of him in merchandise and, you know, joint ventures and shit like that, is they're going to make their money back on him. They don't spend this kind of money and not make money back, besides the fact that he puts asses in seats and people come to see him and he's a draw. So I'm not, you know, don't ever worry about the Yankees in their pockets. I certainly don't. I always try to look at things in terms of the way they conduct business, like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Why am I drawing a blank? Kind of like a pattern of how they've conducted business over the last, well, let's just say since Hal took over. It's always about trying to get the best team available for the least amount of money spent, even though they spend They're always up there in salary. But their salary is really condensed into three guys, really. Stanton, who does at this rate, Stanton's contract is a bargain at this point. But Cole, and, you know, what Judge is going to get. So, you know, and Chapman's going to be gone, and some of their big salary guys are going to be gone. So there's going to be money available. And the team really is not going to be affected by it. But, you know, people, on Twitter, or everybody's like, give this man what he wants. And a lot of time that's just emotion. That's just the naiveness, I guess, of not really understanding how this team operates. It's just being a fan. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I find myself being a fan too. But like I always continue to say, I always try to be two steps ahead. And not ahead of the normal fan, because I'm not trying to put myself over anybody. I'm always trying to think down the line. What moves can be made? You know, because to me, that's fun. It's like chess. It's trying to play chess inside a baseball game, which I think is kind of cool. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. I'm just trying to figure out if that's the way the Yankees want to go, because they're daring him to have this kind of season so they can be like, you know what? All right, we're going to pay you now. But this is after he's going to test the market, of course. He's going to get a contract offer and then come back to the Yankees like, well, this is what I got. Unless the Yankees somehow piss him off to the point where he just leaves. But I don't think that's going to happen. I truly think he wants to stay here. This is his home. You know, he's built his life here now for the past 5 years. 6 years now. So he's not looking to go anywhere. At least I hope. But it is a baseball business. And, you know, in times, people end up leaving. I certainly hope not. I certainly hope he stays. I certainly hope it's at a deal that benefits both teams, because I still am a Yankees fan first. And, you know, if you're putting all your eggs in the Judge basket, then what are you missing out on in other areas? So it has to work out. So we'll see what happens. But That's what I wanted to talk about in this episode. So Judge is just on a tear, and he's so locked in right now. And, you know, even when he's off, it doesn't seem to last more than a game or two. And this is the usual, you know, contract walk year where a player really fucking tears it up so he can get the most money, which I never understood. Why do you do this in a contract year and not every year when you can obviously do that? I just don't understand it. So anyway, that's a whole other thing, but he is just tearing it up. So he's leading the league in home runs, obviously, by like 4 or 5, I think. And he's just tearing it up. So, plus, he's our goddamn center fielder now. Who would have thought? So this is good, because it moves Hicks over, you know, and then you can bench Hicks. Hicks is the one that goes in the rotation more, because then when you want to give somebody else off, Judge can slide back to right. But Stanton is better in right. Gallo is a better right fielder than he is a left fielder. So you really have a three-man rotation in right, and you just move Judge over to center on those days. And then you can have Hicks play left, which he's shown that he's decent at. And, you know, so now he's showing his versatility and being able to play center field at 6'7". You saw the diving catch he made the other night, and it looked natural. Like, no big deal. And he's played enough games now between last year and this year where we're pretty comfortable seeing him out there. And he may end up playing more center field games than right field games this year. How crazy is that? That's insane. So, he shows that he's versatile in terms of being, you know, being able to be moved. And he probably can play left if we put him out there too, but there's no need for that. So the man can do it all. He really is our fucking Superman. It's incredible. He's batting leadoff, and he's hitting leadoff home runs. Like, what the fuck is this? It's crazy. So, looks like Judge catches the ball in center easily, and we're going to the ninth. So, it's just, you know, the man needs to get paid. And I'm on board with it. At this point, fuck it. You know, I guess we'll have to raise the chicken tender buckets to fucking $30 now to cover Judge's contract. And I'm sure people out there would say, fair trade. No problem. Here's my contribution to the Judge contract. He's going to win the MVP this year. And I'm hoping so much that he wills this team to a World Series title. And then they re-sign him and announce him as the captain going on for the rest of his days in the Bronx. And that's what I hope is going to happen. Because I honestly can't see this team without him. And he's the identity of this team. He's the face of baseball for the most part, if not definitely top three. You know, hell of a guy, nice guy, a model Yankee. Doesn't really, you know, bitch about anything. And he produces, which is what we want in, you know, a player. A guy who goes out there and gives it his all. And then some. That's all we want. That's what we demand. That's what people we like that have played for this team that we remember fondly, whether they're superstars or not. That's why everybody loves Brett Gardner. Because he gave it his all, even though he's still trying to come back onto the team. Maybe not, hopefully not. At this point, it shouldn't matter. But people like him, who's never a superstar, wasn't a great player. He was a good player, a dependable player, but he gave it his all, played hard, and people love him for it. And that is why we love Judge, who is the leader of this team. And I keep repeating myself, but it is true, and that's worth something, because the team takes their cues from him. You heard Aaron Boone, you know, talking to Kay. He said that, you know, he has a relationship with every player on this team, but his favorite is Judge. And I think that's, you know, a lot of reasons. Judge is a good dude, for one, I'm sure. But Judge takes a lot off of his plate. Makes his job just a little bit easier. When you can pencil him into the lineup, and almost every night he's doing something special, it makes your job as a manager a lot easier. And, you know, isn't that what it's about? You want your job to be a lot easier. If you got good employees that make your job easier, don't you want to get those guys rewarded? I mean, that's how I view management. At least that's how management should be. Maybe not so much in the real world. But then again, baseball is not in the real world for the most part. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I know with numbers like this, the man bet on himself, and he's the smartest man in the room, because, you know, people think that he wasn't going to be able to follow through on his predictions, but he just smiled and said, well, we'll talk after the season. And I hope that when it comes to the season being over and everything's all said and done, and we have number 28 and we ran the parade already and the off season started, that Judge just walks in there and doesn't have to say a word other than, all right, where do I sign? Because at that point, I'm hoping that Cash and Hal and everybody else in that brain trust has already come to the decision, had their come to Jesus moment, way before that where it was like, you know what? I'm going to give this man what he wants. And it's still going to make financial sense. Otherwise, what are you doing? Then you got to wait. You got to wait till fucking a couple years and then try to go after Soto. And he's going to cost way more money. I know he's a lot younger, but he's going to cost way more. I mean, that dude's going to cost $500 million. Half a billion dollars. That is insane. But that's what it's going to cost to get Soto. You can get Judge for not a whole lot cheaper, but cheaper nonetheless. It ain't going to be a $500 million deal. Otherwise, I would tell him to take a walk. No way can you give that to him. But anything other than that, I'm pretty much on board with. I think pretty much 99% of everybody is. I think even the rational fans, such as myself, are starting to see where it's almost you can't let him go. I don't know if there's a demand that's unreasonable. I mean, 10 years is pretty much, to me, unreasonable. Nobody's going to get more than that anymore in a deal unless you're like 20. But at this point, 10 years and what's he want? Four something maybe? That might be good. It might be a smart deal. And then, you know, you get what you get out of the end. But if he brings us two or three rings in his 10-year deal, that's a good investment. And hopefully starting this year. So, I mean, am I wrong? I need people to answer me here. Like, I know you can't literally talk to me. I can't hear you. I hope you're talking to me, but I literally can't hear you. So you could tweet at me, Savage Empire Pod, and be like, no, I think we need to give Judge what he wants. Or there has to be a limit. Matter of fact, I'm going to make that poll question and I'll put it out and we'll discuss it on next week's show. I mean, it's a quick show this week. There's not a whole lot to talk about. Normally, when there's something bad to talk about, there's something to bitch about, that takes forever. And, you know, this is kind of a fresh, you know, a new day. There's nothing to bitch about. Everything is firing on cylinders. They're starting to hit. The pitching has been good. Not great, but it's been good. It's been good enough. Bullpen is still the bullpen. Starters, you know, had a little rough patch last week, but we're still able to take two out of three in Minnesota, and they're going to sweep the Cubs. It's 18-4 in the top of the ninth. So, yeah, you know, and then on to the next fucking jabroni team, whoever that is. I don't even look at their schedule yet, but it doesn't matter. I think we got a week of Toronto and Tampa coming up, but I have to check. But that's where we're at. You know, so this episode is about Judge. And I figured, you know, he's been tearing up. He's the player of the week. One out. And he's a man on a mission. And, you know, somebody like him can carry a team because he's going to have the attitude and the determination. You know, he's got that Jeter instinct. He's not going to let this team slack off. And Kay said it earlier, they're right now at a pace to win. If they win today, they're at a pace to win 119 games. And that's not including the playoffs, obviously. Now, I don't think they'll get to 119, but they're easily a 105-6 win team. They could probably win 110. And that would be impressive. Now, this team can't afford to go into long slumps. They can't afford injuries. You know, the AAA guys aren't quite there yet. And honestly, that's a good situation because, you know, there's guys that can be moved. There isn't as much pressure right now on Volpe to like, you know, bust his ass and get moved up, who's been doing pretty good in AA. Peraza's been pretty decent in AAA. There's no pressure for these guys. And when they come up in September, when their seasons are over. You know, we can get them some games in, and hopefully things will be all determined in terms of seeding, because we need that number one seed to have a bye. And then get these guys some, you know, some good major league at-bats. Get them, you know, into the show a little slow, but not too fast. And then next year is next year. We'll worry about that then. But this team is on a mission. And Judge really is on two missions. He'll tell you that the World Series is number one, but I'm sure his contract is number one. I mean, it coincides. So it's 1A and 1B. And I think they're going to manage him great again. And he's going to stay healthy. He's going to win the MVP. And I'm booking it now. I'm not going to guarantee a World Series. I hope so. But I'm saying he's going to win the MVP this year. Two outs. And that's it. That's where we're at. It's a very short episode. Yeah, not like I said, not a whole lot to talk about. I just wanted to talk about Aaron Judge because he's worthy. The man is godlike right now. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Like I said, you want to be part of the show, let me know. Anybody? No problem. We can Zoom. We can do whatever. Follow me on Twitter at Savage Empire Pod. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy the Yankee wins. Hopefully a job update from my story from last week. I'm hoping I called the place that I wanted to get a job with, because I had to take that Wonderlic test, and apparently I can play quarterback in the NFL. No, I'm just kidding. My results came back and said that it was in, well, at least what I can determine was in line with the job details and the company wants. So I called the guy on Friday. I called him on Thursday. He didn't call me back till Friday evening when I was coming home from work. And he said that he had to talk to the other guy, and that Monday or Tuesday after they go over the results, they should be in contact with me. Now, I'm hoping that that means an offer, a formal offer of the job, which I will give my current job the rest of that week. So if they call me on Monday and offer me the job, they get the rest of that week, because I'm not giving them two. That's how much I don't want to be there. And I know 2 weeks is supposed to be the standard. Yankees win 18-4. But I'm ready to get the hell out of there. It fucked with my schedule in terms of doing this show. It left me with no energy. And, you know, it left me with, like, just wanting to sit on my ass when I'm home. So I can't even go to the gym. That's how lazy and tired I've been. You know, not putting in the effort around the family because I've been so tired. It's really fucked up my life at home. And it's not worth the money that I'm making. You know, it's basically made me a weekend dad, and I'm not loving it. And so I'm over it. That's why they get the rest of the week. I'll give them the rest of the week because their schedules, and it's not fair to, like, be like, well, I quit, you know, because technically it's not like I'm going to start midweek at the other job. They're going to start me off the following week, most likely. At least that's what I'll tell them. So here's hoping. And if I get the job, you'll hear about it next week. So stay tuned for that, if nothing else, right? But I know it's a Yankee podcast, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have more to talk about that, too. So, like I said, follow me on Twitter, Savage Empire Pod. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. And, of course, go Yankees.
Thanks for listening to The Savage Empire. Subscribe and leave a comment wherever you listen. Follow us on Twitter @ Savage Empire Pod. And of course, go Yankees!